Watson Hall presents. The Enemy Within. With Roger B.W. as the Game Master.
John and Tina said their apologies, so we're it.
Cool. Okay.
So you have
That's
no
right. I'm sure we can absolutely mess up everything without their help.
So you have no voice of common sense to... I'm sure you don't
no
need
voice
one.
Of common sense! Burn the town down! Run naked through the streets! Punch something!
While burning the town down. Naked but for your can of naphtha.
There's a brief pause where we think, we wish we had a restraining moment here.
So, last time I believe you were trying to work out a way of getting into eavesdrop on this meeting.
Yeah, so the meeting started. We tried the frontal approach, if you'll pardon my French, which was, you don't know us, but we're obviously cultists from out of town. And they were like, if your name's not down, you're not coming.
Your name's not on the list.
So we thought, were we going to try over the wall or the sewers?
We were thinking about trying over the wall. We thought about the sewers first. Then we thought about, and then we decided that there wasn't a sewer entrance anywhere nearby.
Yes. Maybe they've got their own internal, they might not be connected to the sewer.
Their knobs, their shit obviously don't stink. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Probably sell it to the poor.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I suppose it's possible they have, you know, night soil arrangements or something similar still.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Genuine royal turds.
Yeah. Mm.
I was listening to a really interesting programme in the week talking about the fact that because of guano, that's the reason why we're having all the problems with Victorian sewers now. Because they never foresaw the need to separate off the night soil like they had always done previously. They basically turned around and said, oh, we'll just mix it in with the storm drains and stuff and basically send it into the rivers or send it down into the sea. And
where the poor swim.
Well, where it doesn't really matter because basically at that point it was very unlikely that it ever would get mixed with storm water because there weren't very many houses and there were very big sewers. They're still quite big sewers, but there are an awful lot more houses now. So basically what's happened is now in a heavy rain, not a proper storm, but just heavy rain, you get overflow.
It fills the whole thing.
I have cycled along the northern Atfall sewer and parts of the southern. It is all cycleway now. On top of the pipe because they need access anyway. So
yeah.
Also, if you go to the right place and look through a few fences, you can see the old pumping stations, which are they're gorgeous. They are cathedrals to sewage.
And speaking of that, should we get on with?
No, I mean it's. I mean we've got pumping stations here, which are fascinating. So including one of the oldest. I'm going to just carry on and just think. Including one which has one of the oldest generating stations anywhere because they moved to electricity long before there was electricity anywhere near it. So they actually had electricity mainly because an electric light is far less likely to make the poo explode.
Turns out there are other problems with gaslight. Yeah, I brought it round.
So here you're lucky if you've got a goblin fat lamp. So
yeah,
you have this here wall.
Which we need to get over. How tall is the wall? It's got spiky bits on top, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a The
walls are 15 feet high and stone.
And we don't have a rope, and we were wondering where to get a rope this time of night.
So
why don't we go down the docks and just procure some rope? There'll be some.
I think, Verta, you had at least tried to analyse the difficulty of climbing this before, hadn't you?
Yes, I had. I can't remember if I tried or not.
So you reckon it would take a minus 50 climb test.
Oh, that's right.
Though, if you had the scale shift surface talent, that would help, and so would climbing equipment.
We're not that far from the docks here, are we?
Well, I mean, you're on the other side of town, but...
Okay, we are. But what's that, half an hour there and back? Or
How tall are you two?
I think you were thinking that getting there and actually doing anything and getting back, and you don't know how long this meeting's going to last.
Yeah. All right. Anything tied up with rope near? But no, this is the posh area.
How tall are you two?
5'8", I think.
It'll be on my actual...
At the shoulder?
I'm like 5'10 or something, but I'll double check.
So like 5 foot at the shoulder?
I don't know how long my head is. That is not that's not a statistic I'm generating.
Half giraffe. He's only a foot tall, but he's got a massive neck.
5'8".
My size is average, so yeah.
If you was to stand on each other's shoulders and give me a shove over, I might be able to get over that.
Yeah, how are we going to get over?
You're not.
All right.
Don't we just want to listen in?
That's a good point.
Well, we want to listen in, but we want to listen in to something that's happening inside the house.
I know,
but... If the plan goes wrong, you're on your own then.
Yeah, but if we get inside the house... I mean, how do you fancy your chances of sneaking about an house?
Zero.
See, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
It's a mathematical concept I've recently learned, and I'm determined to use it. my stealth is... it's not awful, but yeah, I'm not that stealth.
You're a big lad, that's what I'm saying.
I've got a stealth of 37.
So have I.
Yeah, ninjas.
We're equally stealthy.
Ninjas, the pair of us, you
say.
Put
us together, and we would be sneaking together, so technically we'd have a stealth skill of 74.
Yeah. To be fair, it's not that far off my stealth skill.
What, 74?
No.
No.
Lol, no.
No.
42.
No. All right, well, let's try it. Where should we wait then, Joiny? Is there a sink? If you can get us over, it might be better.
I can probably get out. I don't reckon they're as far as I've got orders to stop people coming out.
They might have questions, though.
There's a lot of questions can
and
be
you know,
answered
Barnabas
by running away.
All those implements, I bet they have some too. All right. I'm a bit worried.
But they're for medical reasons. He told us so.
Well, you certainly need medical attention after he's used them. So, yeah, possibly. Well, I haven't seen him use them. He would have had no cause to use them on me or my kin. All right.
You got a better idea?
No.
We could throw the halfling.
Well, we don't need... He can clamber up us. We don't have to throw him.
Do you actually have heights, by the way?
I've got 5 foot nine on my
5 foot eight
PDF.
3 foot eight.
So you're still going to have to, even if you're on each other's shoulders, you're going to have to reach up to get to the top of the wall.
Okay.
And he's only a little chap, I'm not.
I mean, you'll still. Yeah, it's a shorter climb, if nothing else. It's got
to
be easier.
I mean, my other thought is as well, he's only a little chap. Is he going to be able to sort of hold to both of our weights?
I mean, the other thought is just to go and try and talk my way in the front again.
Well, we tried that.
Did I try that? I can't remember.
No. No, we decided that you probably shouldn't because we decided that wouldn't be a good idea.
The guards at the gate, at least, would seem to be not terribly interested in anything other than whether you're on the list.
I think they'd be like, come back tomorrow if you tried any.
Yeah.
All right, come on, hob it over the wall. Let's do it.
Give it a try.
I'm now picturing you stand at each other's shoulders, the person at the top grabs the top of the wall, and the one at the bottom climbs up.
Yes.
Who's the strongest? I'm not actually that strong, I'm just skillful. My strength is 31.
Oh, you are a giant of strength.
All right, I'll go at the bottom in that case.
So my strength is 27.
All that working out on the docks, lifting that beer mug day after day.
I've got toughness as well, and I'm very resilient, so yeah, I'll go at the bottom.
Would you believe I don't actually get strength increases until the next rank?
Whereas as a servant, I can only tank strength, toughness, and agility.
Well, there we go. I've taken toughness.
All of my worst skills. Stats.
And willpower.
Seems to be fair, no, my weapon skill is much worse.
That's my best skill. All right.
15.
Hop on, Carl.
Climb roll.
I don't think it's needed for the first stage. I mean,
like, come on, so hurry it up.
Carl's climbing onto Beth's shoulders, but you know, it doesn't matter if you take a bit of time over that, and you've got the wall to brace against, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ellie, hurry up. Carl's bigger than he looks.
Good.
15 under 25.
Yay. Okay, you're on the top of the, I would call it a pyramid if it were broader based. No offence, Verta.
To be on top of the wall, if possible.
Okay.
What do I need to do to have that happen?
Can Carl give him a boost? Or does he need his arms to brace it?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, let's have another climb roll, but Carl, what's your... Well, do you have a climb of your own?
Yes, I do. My climb is a massive 31.
Okay, well, give me a roll.
The hoist hobbit skill.
Kel, give me a roll on that.
Mm-hmm. Should have tossed him.
We have all the best plans when the other two are here.
They're just There's holding
no
us back.
Way this is going to go wrong.
Right. Oh, would you believe? Critical. 22 under 30.
99.
No, 22 under 31.
Wow.
Okay. In that case, Dolia, another climb for you, but you can have it at plus 30.
The Hobbit is launched into the air.
08! Under 45. 55.
Okay, you are on the top of the wall.
Bloody hell.
Somehow.
Fate there are lots of spikes, but the spikes are designed for you, for humans, not for halflings. So there's actually quite a large amount of places to put your feet.
Also, I think halflings have a non-terminal velocity, don't they?
No, that's most you're thinking of, but yeah, close enough.
Oh right, yeah, same thing.
Particularly if they get into your cheese.
Yeah, right.
Firstly, what can I see? Is there anything that I can see?
Okay, so I mean, you've seen the grounds from ground level before.
What I want to do now, by the way, is drop down.
Sorry, let me just finish this a sec.
Okay, go on.
You can see the guards are closing the gates. You saw two of them earlier. There are actually four of them. There were two more standing around out of sight. Okay. And one of them sets off up to the house at a smart walk. Okay, Mark.
Yeah, sorry. All I was going to say is as soon as Doily is up and not on me anymore, I'm going to jump down and I'm going to peg it over to the Chandler's to buy some rope and a grappling hook.
Okay.
But that's my point is that in the event that we hear on the other side going, oh shit, I'm going to die, clash, 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 we would be quite nice for us to have something where we go, we'll throw a grappling hook and then we can play fish the halfling.
Yeah, you're still on the top of the wall, Doily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where should we wait, Doily? Do you want us here or should we wait by the gate or what?
Hang about here and try not to look suspicious.
Doyle, make a perception roll.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay.
That's our success for the evening.
Not to worry.
I'll look unsuspicious by this wall.
Do you have a skill for that? Because I frankly think you shouldn't.
stealth, I suppose, might be the case.
No, honestly, it's more like fellowship. You know, try to blend in.
Outdoor survival?
Fellowship is a stat.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll whistle a tuneless song while I critically fail my fellowship roll. 66.
I whistle back exactly the same as you just did.
Do you wish to spend a fortune point on that?
Is there anyone around to see me?
Well, yes.
All right, I better have then.
Okay. Don't be dead by the time I come back.
I've rolled a 39, which passes by one level of success.
Evening, sir.
Oh, afternoon, Constable. Afternoon. Is it evening already? Blimey.
Afternoon, Orifice.
Oh, you've already gone.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah,
nice night for hanging around outside somebody's walls, isn't it, sir?
What, is this someone's... No, I'm just sheltering from the rain. Is it raining?
No.
No, but I heard it might, so...
That horizontal rain they've got now.
No, my boss has asked me to wait. There's a shipment coming in, you know, so...
Well, mind how you go. You don't want to be caught in more light. the moon is grinning down at you.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, no, I'll move into the shadows. So, so I don't get moon burnt. Thanks. Good night, then.
And there you go.
Somehow I talked like a critical fail, even though I will try and move to a slightly more inconspicuous position.
Okay.
Can I move across the street or down the roadway so I'm...
You certainly can.
I'll do that so I'm not right next to the wall.
Okay. Well, Dolly.
Do I see anything to obviously cause alarm? You know, like a demon, say, in the lawn, you know.
There is
a lawn demon.
People
screaming and waving bloody knives.
Lawn demon.
Lawn demons are all banished nowadays. All these nobles.
Do see the guard who's walking to the house is not going into the house, but round to some outbuildings at the side.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Maybe that's right now.
So is it two of them are still at the gate and the other two are...
There are three still at the gate.
One of them came back in.
Yeah. The bodyguards who came in with some of the guests appear to have gone into the house with them.
Okay. And what's the lighting situation of this building? How dark is it at the moment in general?
There's enough light to see by, but you couldn't really call it twilight.
So we are in sort of evening, proper evening now.
Yeah. There are lights visible in the house. And they've got a 15-foot wall. They don't have to worry about closing shutters and things.
No, that's fine.
Well, can you see into the house?
A bit. It's a fair way off. Big grounds.
Yeah. And just... Nothing obviously attracts my attention about the lighting pattern, so I will, assuming I don't see anything that would scare me off, I will hop down the wall. Is there something I could use to clamber down, or do I need to just drop?
Yeah, they have gone to a certain amount of trouble to avoid having easily climbable things near the wall, alas.
Is there anything soft under the wall?
Well, it's grass, but it's not long grass.
There's not, like, bushes or anything?
No, again, they seem to have been quite careful about not having those growing up against the wall.
Unfortunate.
Paranoid.
How ankle breaky does dropping off this wall look?
It's 15 foot. Let's have a look at the rules. 15 foot automatic death.
Wow.
Sonic the Hedgehog, system. I see. Warhammer was originally a platforming game.
Be nice if it was.
Falling on the page 166. When you fall, you suffer D10 damage plus 3 for every yard you fall, so that would be D10 plus 15.
That is basically automatic death.
Reduced by your toughness bonus. If you are purposefully falling, you can attempt an average athletics test, which reduces it by 1 yard plus 1 yard per success level.
Oh, okay.
And if you get
that's survivable, isn't it?
And if you get that down to zero, then it counts as no damage.
I think I would legitimately die.
Unless you did that super success thing.
Because my toughness bonus is 2.
What's your athletics?
So you're taking 13.
So I would take, 13 plus D10, so on average 20.
How many hits have you got? 23?
And I have...
No, sorry. It's 3 damage per yard, and it's 3 yards, so it would be plus 9 to the D10 roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. That's
so average of 14 minus 2 is 12. And I have 8 wounds.
Well, I'll come and catch you. Just tell me. Shout. Give me a shout.
So, this is much, much more dangerous than I had originally anticipated.
So, two considerations here. Three considerations. You can hang from your hands and drop, which will reduce it by a yard.
3 feet. Yep.
you can try climbing. And if you get a partial success on the climbing, then I'll reduce the dropping distance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can try the athletics test.
What the heck? Let's try climbing.
Okay, so this is, alas, still a climb at minus 50.
Really, let's try the athletics.
What would happen on the other side of the wall?
Nope, not at all. Right, 74, no.
What's your athletics?
A lot less than 74. It is 37.
Okay, because it was at plus 20, so...
I put my hands in my pocket.
Shall I roll a fortune? Let's spend a fortune point. From the other side. Fortune point. Come on. 82.
Can I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be easier...
Maybe a bit late, you have to make it quite fast.
Okay. Would it be easier for him to go along the wall until he basically got to where the house is?
Well, if
the house is not touching the wall.
Oh, okay.
There is a large wall enclosing the grounds. It's got this one gate in it.
Okay, in which case...
That's where the guards are, so...
Would it not be sensible to go along the wall so he can actually then... See
now
that there's a fly. Suggesting. There's a flower bed or something below him.
They've done softer. Quite a good job of not having those up against the wall.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about before.
They thought of people like him.
Is it time to use a fate point?
Well, we shall see.
So let's see. You got that to cut down one of them. So that would be. What's your toughness bonus?
2.
And how many wounds do you have?
8.
Yeah, this could be quite bad. Let's see. So,
poor old Doily.
Fate.
Oh, let's see what happens first.
Well, let's work could, that. So it was 15.
Could we argue that because a halfling is lighter?
I've tried this.
Well, he's reduced it by his own height, which helps. So well, that much. Will be 7 points plus. Sorry, 8 points plus less your toughness bonus.
No, it was only 6.
Oh, you survived!
It's only
right,
6.
Crack on, Doily.
So that's 6 points of damage.
Actually, I'll take 2 more of that for it, because it is grass rather than hard brick or something.
Generosity itself, this GM.
Fine, GM. It's only half dead.
Yeah. I imagine armour does not apply to falling. That
correct.
Would be probably weird. So, I'm only half dead. I'm fine. You hear... the sound of a sack of halfling hitting grass and breath being expelled violently.
Didn't you try and climb down the other side of the wall?
It's a minus 25 total.
Okay. So you thought jumping off would be better?
Yes, because I don't have a minus 50 penalty to jump. But it doesn't matter when I roll 82.
Okay. You might have got a bit... All right, it's fine. You carry on. You do you, yep. Doily.
Yeah, yeah. It's too late now. I've done it. I've fallen. I will catch my breath for a bit and then...
The ghost of Tina is saying, what's your exit plan?
The exit plan is running to the Chandlers as we speak.
I will try and make my way towards the house. Are there any convenient rose bushes or anything I can swoop behind on my way?
Yeah, there are bushes, there are trees. Give me a stealth and see how you do.
14. Under 40-something.
Yep, that will certainly do. You're just about getting up to the house. Mm-hmm. When from that side building the guard was going to, you hear some barking.
Ooh. Let's go faster to the house.
Yep.
An excellent plan.
Give them your sausage.
But I fumble in my pockets.
Doily said he only gives his sausage to the special people in his life.
It's true. I haven't even met these dogs.
Okay, so you got up to the house. There is no guard at the actual front door because grounds, locked gate, etc.
Yeah.
They're called grounds because they grind you to a paste, it turns out.
Actually, give me perception while you're...
Yeah, which side of the house am I on? In my head, I was at the back.
Probably the side.
Okay.
Because the path leads directly up to the front and you weren't that far from the gate.
That's not a number that perceives things.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is some noise from the house, but you can't really make anything of it. It sounds like house noise to you.
Yeah. People doing stuff. Is there a side door?
No, but there are quite a lot of windows.
Oh, any of them open? And, crucially, within my reach.
Within the reach of a short arse.
You can certainly get close enough to look through.
Do that.
Let's see. Yeah, you'll see a candle-lit room with seven men in it. Some of whom you recognise. Megirius, Steinhager, so on. And indeed, Toygen. And one of them is saying something about, sure, we need this meeting, sir, and walks over and closes the curtain, but you can still hear more or less what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the ankle pain, Doily. Listen.
I listen in... Well, I'm also concerned about these dogs, you see. do I think, looking at this window, I could get in through the window and stand on the windowsill behind the curtain?
Getting in through the window, no problem. I would
not falling on your face.
Probably want an athletics check of some sort. Because you'd have to close it to avoid any draft.
Well, cooks need to be very athletic, so that should be no trouble.
I'm conscious of dogs approaching behind me, but I also really need to listen into these people.
Dogs love halflings.
That's what I'm worried about.
They can even eat a whole one.
The bones are
just a little bit more chewy.
Do I try it? Do I try this, lads? Do I try the old hide behind the curtain? I am going in that window. Yeah,
I'm afraid the brakes are not on tonight.
Critical failure!
Oh my god.
Would you like me to try and spend a fortune point?
I think we would. Yes, please.
I won't stop you.
have anything to do with Windows, because think of the XP you could get for your next character.
I don't get a Doom, I'm a halfling.
Oh, no.
43. That's not a critical failure.
Well, bear in mind, a typical task in this is at about plus 20.
Oh, then it's a success.
Okay.
Yeah, 43 and my skill is 37.
Okay. Yeah,
in which case, no, that's good. That's perfect.
Right. It's. I mean, you've met wider windowsills, to be honest.
I breathe in as much as possible.
Taking a certain amount of holding on to stuff, but right. Let's get the voices identified, so I'll just describe them as they. Toygan is clearly in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling the rest of them that the secret temple has been discovered and abandoned. Mm. There's no risk to you, gentlemen. The ritual will take place tomorrow night in a new location, which will be revealed to you later. Further instructions will be sent to you nearer to the time. Soon we will all be rich.
Rich, I tell you.
You get some really evil laugh, which was only implied in the note.
There is a suggestion that one of the lower orders might be involved in this ritual and would not be becoming rich, or indeed anything.
One of the lower orders.
Mm.
Basically, they need to have somebody they sacrifice.
Oh.
It would be ruder than not to.
But it's all in a subtle and double-talky sort of way, so that anybody who doesn't really want to think about that can think, oh, well, I'm sure it's not really going to be quite that bad. It's a symbolic sacrifice.
Happens all the time. I mean, they enjoy it, really.
Yep, the screaming is just...
It's like the fox, it's all about fighting. They don't get much excitement.
I mean, they don't have feelings like people, after all.
No.
Well, they're not educated in it.
Mm.
Yeah, their souls, like their bodies, are not sufficiently refined to appreciate adequate food or not being sacrificed.
Mm. Give them a bath, they'll just store coal in it.
Exactly.
So we need to intercept one of these messages somehow. Oh, we need to extract...
If only I had the voice hobbit. Mimicry talent. I could just start murmuring questions to the...
Just radio for your extraction thing.
Yeah. I think probably my plan is to linger here and wait for them to leave, hopefully.
If you had mimicry, you could keep them talking until dawn when they turn to stone.
Mm. Is the door closed?
Yes.
Is the when you say candle lit, is that a singular candle?
No, they have several candelabras.
Okay, I was going to say that.
Just blow the candle.
Yeah. Blow the candle out.
That would be, even for a feudal period, that would be an ill-lit secret meeting.
Think, those ones where you have, like, the downlighting backlit figures for the mysterious ritual?
Right, yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe they're doing that, They're trying to keep it really dark.
That's
true.
So there's a lot of portentous talk, and then the meeting is closed, and somebody goes over, and you can hear the door being unbolted, and they go out and start and say, Toygan, you still have that fine vintage you had last time? Oh, yes, I have had a new crate sent in. And so on. Mm-hmm. Going off for the party part of the evening.
That's what most of them are here for, I expect.
Mm-hmm. Once it sounds... My servant senses a tingling.
Yeah, after they've gone a minute or two and you've got a servant coming in and taking out the candelabra and snuffing the candles, you can hear that. You've probably been around it often enough.
Yeah, I remain motionless. Once I think they've gone... I will exit from behind the curtains.
Okay, into the house or out of the window?
Have a look out of the window.
Toff's house, obviously. I have to snoop around.
And as well, you want to look out the window just to see how many dogs are basically sat there, tails going...
Rushes! Rafflings! Are there any dogs panting outside? Is probably an important question.
Well, it is now quite dark, but give me a perception roll.
I'm good at perceiving in dark.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Oh. No, it's those candles, you see. Lost my night vision.
Too many candles. Well,
what do you get? Because it might be worth saying, because if you only just fail...
No, I've rolled a 96 again, and I can see clearly for 20 yards per level in faint light.
You need your eyes open, I think, for that to work.
So if there's faint light, I can see for 20 yards.
Yep, as far as you are aware, there is no dog in the immediate area.
Okay, good to know. So I have, as far as I know, I have not actually been tracked here. Nevertheless, I am in a rich person's house. And it's not my employer. So let's have a nose around this room. Maybe they've left behind some incriminating evidence or something valuable.
Or both.
Some incriminating valuables. We can but hope. Also, I'm a bit concerned about whether they've got a prisoner somewhere. Daring half-man rescue mission.
Let's see...
You know there's going to be a pretty girl who goes, oh, isn't he so cute, when you basically come and rescue her.
Oh, actually, one more question. From what I've seen of the servants here, do they wear livery? Do they wear livery?
Yes.
Have I seen any of them that appear to be halflings?
No.
How common are halflings? Yeah. Not very, I'm guessing.
They're pretty common.
Nobody says, ooh, look, it's a halfling.
Okay.
Right.
And you certainly haven't seen all the servants.
Yeah. No, it's just calculating my odds of finding some livery that I can borrow. All right, well, I'll pass my eye around.
Yeah, I mean, there are some wax strips, but that's about it, really.
It's not obviously incriminating.
Somebody's
they haven't
to
left any convenient
that.
Handouts.
Alas, no.
Okay. If I peer through the crack in the door, what am I seeing?
Dim light.
Dim light.
Leads out into a hall.
Does it have doors? Or is it just a corridor?
Main hall of the house, as you would say. Front door over there, other doors, stairs up, that kind of thing. There are a couple of lamps burning, but just enough to see where you're going and not fall over stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Upstairs is where rich people go, but downstairs is where suspicious things go.
Well, no, downstairs is also where you're more likely to get tat, as in livery tat and stuff.
Yeah, downstairs is where servants go, but is this your setup where the servants live in the roof, for example?
Yes, but downstairs is where they'll do all their prepping and
they'll do
and
laundry.
Yes, downstairs.
Let's go and look for some servants there.
Assuming that it's a normal... Yeah, I would say that's a good point, actually. And again, this is probably me. I'm not here. I'm a bit spacious. Doily would be able to recognise servants' doors. So, in other words, a basically sort of a semi-concealed door maybe underneath the stairs where the servants go in and out.
It's not so much concealed as clearly not a door that you go through if you're an important person.
Mm-hmm. I thought you can pretend not to notice.
Yeah, you can certainly find a door like that. You can hear conversation from behind it. In fact, you can hear the conversation that sounds like servants plus bodyguards.
Mm-hmm. That's probably one to avoid, I suspect. Can, just from my experience, can I get a general sense of where the way to the basement or cellars or whatever would likely be?
Oh yeah, that's surely that semi-triangular door under the stairs.
Well, let's, if nobody is immediately about, let's go and have a quick nose.
Okay. Just as you're approaching that, you see a very bright light from somewhere upstairs. You can't see it directly. It's shining down the stairs.
I would like to duck into some kind of
concealment. The odd thing about it is that it's distinctly purplish.
I would definitely like to duck behind something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, under a table with a tablecloth on, something like that. Whatever they have.
Not a problem.
Inside a suit of armour.
Sure.
Purple's your lucky colour, isn't it? You'd be fine.
Doily was with us when we saw the purple before. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's a similar hue to the one we saw when we were looking through the window.
It's actually the same sort of pinkish glow that has been in both filmed versions of The Colour Out of Space.
Don't like it.
I don't know why that unknowable colour like has it to be pink. That's fine, Doily. Don't worry, I'm miles away. I'm at almost no risk.
After about 10 seconds, the light stops shining. You didn't hear any sound to go with this.
Okay, evil is probably upstairs. Cellar.
Okay. Yep, you've got stairs down. There's a lot of wine here.
I'm not Werther. I pause only to take note.
Is there rhubarb? That's the question.
Vintages. Is there rhubarb wine, for example?
No, I'm afraid it's all the grapey sort.
Keep going. Make a mental note to check the kitchens later and see if the cook has a recipe book locked away somewhere. But for now, I'm going to retrain into thief purely to steal recipe books, aren't I? I see where this is going. Let's continue down. Yeah, I imitate the mouse, my
spirit animal.
Essentially, yes.
That's why you put it in all your recipes.
I thought it was just to keep the cat happy.
I know my punters, you know.
Yeah, so most of this below stairs area is wine cellar. There's a bit of more general food storage. It clearly stays a little cool here, so, you know, cheeses and things of that sort.
Ooh, cheese.
Leave it.
I'll just grab a handful of them and put it in pocket.
I mean, this one's been cut already, so nobody's going to miss a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Just quick slice, cheese. Wrap up in a bit of greaseproof paper. What's your trouble?
There does seem to be a distinct lack of places to lock people up, though.
Okay, well, that's probably good, really.
Laundry.
Is there a laundry?
Not
a different building for laundry. Even.
Yeah, I mean there are several small outbuildings, and you guess it from one of those.
Okay. I'm not seeing anything that looks like a person I need to free, or crucially, clothes I can use to disguise myself. And I see a doppelganger has appeared, or possibly a horror splitting after taking psychic damage from. Listening to my whittering.
It's the cheese. The cheese being warmed in your pocket is disturbing me.
Okay. Probably time to slip back out of the cellar.
Okay. That doesn't seem to be anybody in the hall.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's up to the toffs room and also evil. Do I try and do more mission, or do I try and exfil with the info I have?
If only we were there to advise you.
Do you want to take a minute with the others, Roger, and I'll mull it over?
Okay, well, I mean, Carl is getting to an all-night Chandler. And,
you see, you laugh. you obviously have not wandered around your docks.
No.
Especially around the marina, because there'll be a marina. I think there's a marina at Plymouth, yeah.
I mean, most of the traffic here is basically commercial, but...
Yeah. But either way...
I meant that quite seriously.
Yeah. Chandler's open really late because...
The all-night rope and leather goods shop I know in Plymouth is not the sort of shop you're thinking of.
It's a vet. Leashes. Chew toys. Yeah.
And just in my head, he had a neon sign outside his shop with like a green rope in a sort of a cross shape.
grappling hooks, flashing.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's not
with X instead of a K.
Not a problem to get hold of something like that. Do you have money for it? Or are you going to have to make an excuse?
I'm good for it.
No, you're not.
You're not. Now, what sort of money are we talking about?
I'm just having a look for that now.
Did I think to look it up? Did I help?
Now I'm imagining the scene in The Terminator, only instead of a weapon shop, it's a grappling hook shop. And he's just looking around. So, I need the grappling hook with the laser sight.
10 yards of rope will run you 8 and 4 pence. Grappling hook will cost you a gold crown and...
Oh, God, no, I've got that. Okay,
you
I can afford...
need, like, 10 yards of rope.
I can afford 8 and 4 pence.
Can you?
Just... That actually cleans me out, pretty much.
What? No wonder we haven't got a rope.
50 feet of rope, they said.
They said if we buy enough rope, you know, we'll only just... Well, I think, you know, we'll do with it.
I mean, a seasoned mercenary is only 9 shillings a day to hire.
Bloody hell. How much is a rope maker to hire?
You can't throw a seasoned mercenary over a wall and then hang off him, though, can you?
Well, you could. If he's a...
Charges extra.
For that, you want a scribe. A fat scribe.
Self-landing scribe.
Oh, dear. No, I mean, historically, ropes have been, you know, which is why making money for old rope quite literally was. You were making quite a lot of money reusing rope.
Mm-hmm.
So why did we think you'd have enough money to go and buy one?
Because I didn't think about money, because I was more worried about Doily.
See, that's the kind of camaraderie.
I'm just not prepared to put my finances on the line. No,
we don't really have much in the way of finances in the first place, exactly. That's the problem. I'm trying to sort this out with the whole...
By the way,
you know,
this is going to leave me with 2 pennies, guys, so not...
Doily would rather I had enough money to eat and sleep than he was still alive. That's my reading.
And I'm actually paying for the last... 2 shillings with pennies.
I mean, you might in some situations be able to rent a grappling hook, but it's evening and you don't appear to be actually on a barge.
No.
And
anyone that desperate for a grappling hook this time of night?
It's probably not going to bring it back.
I mean, there's probably people, if you're in the right circles, there's probably people you can rent a grappling hook off at night. But
there's a whole den of thieves you haven't even found.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't I chip loose?
I'm not going to steal from the docks. I'm a dock worker.
Sorry.
You know, I'm not going to steal
from my
own.
I've read about the history of containerisation and how lossage at the docks suddenly vanished overnight.
Well, for a little while.
The economy of Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, they had to work out how to nick an entire container.
My dad's from Liverpool.
That's where all the employment was. and it all vanished because there wasn't enough like they didn't need loads of people to unload stuff anymore. You just had the crane.
No, it is really, interesting sort of like watching as they shift across. And it actually happens an awful lot later than you think.
It was still solid work in the 70s.
There's a history of the container called The Box, which I would recommend.
You mentioned that. Yeah, I want to read that.
The Wire season 2 is also very good.
Anyway.
We've got some rope.
So, rope you can get without too much trouble. Grappling hook, not really.
Hang ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 10 yards of rope will get you the 5 yards up the wall and 5 yards down the other side. So, what more could you want?
All on X at once.
That'll leap off the top.
There are spikes on the top, though, aren't there?
A few. I mean, from Doyle's point of view, they're more decorative than a serious problem.
What I'm thinking of, if we put a loop, throw a loop up, there's a good chance we're going to actually snag onto something.
Possible.
Worth a try. Is this because you're too tight to get a grappling hook?
I have 2 pennies left.
Anyway, so that's what Carl's doing.
This paper clip.
Verta is lurking in the shadows, watching the knobs of this town have their parties on the green.
This is the worst time. This is the worst night I've ever had. Watching everyone else have fun.
Sneak up in the bushes with each other's wives, usual sort of thing.
I knew it. Oh, it's not worth it.
You hear the occasional outburst of savage barking from the grounds of the house which Doily has infiltrated. Probably nothing.
Wait, I can hear cheese squeaking in a pocket. I'll keep my eye out. I'm honestly not sure what I'm looking or listening for, but I'll try and stay attentive.
The high wail of a halfling in mortal peril. That is a signal to go to the nearest pub.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing I can do, so... I'm really here for moral support, Doily. I'm going to end it.
Well, no. Once I get my rope, I'm going to send you over the top first.
The first soldier. That sounds right, doesn't it?
By the time we catch up with Doily, Carl is back with the rope.
I haven't heard anything, Carl. There was a funny kind of splatting noise few minutes after he went over, but
I'm sure he's a canny lad. He'll be fine.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Should we get you up on the on the top now?
I don't see why that's necessary.
Well,
necessary, possible.
The guards are going to become suspicious and start talking to you if you hang around here for much longer.
Whereas their suspicion will be completely allayed by me standing on top of the wall.
No, you can crouch down, you can sort of hide.
No, let's just wait until we hear something.
We're walking foot before foot, singing I'm a little teapot.
I see an obvious solution here. Why don't the two of you just disappear into a bush? They'll just think you're a couple of toffs. I'm not here.
I mean, we could anyway. It's fine by me, but... let's just wait here and see what happens. Where's the grappling hook?
Trying to look innocent.
Couldn't afford it, mate.
Or at least not poor, which is practically the same thing.
more
expensive than Olduf.
All right, let's tie a loop in it. Can we do that? You can do knots, can't you? I can do military knots.
Well, most of my knots actually, in reality, are sailing knots. So.
The only knot I can do in reality is a surgeon's knot, which is not applicable in all situations.
Well, a surgeon's knot is basically a reef knot with an extra turn.
Well, depends on which suture material you're using.
Or I look forward to that chapter.
You're not allowed catgut nowadays. So.
Or a blood knot if you're using nylon.
Is that what it's called, the blood knot issue?
So, basically, think of a hangman's noose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's basically a blood knot.
Is that the same as a surgeon's knot?
No.
No.
No, you'd actually use a different, you'd use a slightly different one. I'd use just a, basically a couple more turns. So basically instead of it being three, it would maybe five or six.
That's what you have to do in Monolon, but,
yeah.
Cat gut two throws are fine, but Monolon is like four throws.
Because it's too low friction, right?
Yeah,
Whereas blood knot, it doesn't matter. Nylons. I mean, blood knot is really good because it kind of tightens on itself, which is quite cool.
The first bitch bay I did with monofilament style, absolutely pissed blood because it turns out you have to use a lot more. It was fine, I sorted it out, but it was a surprise. Anyway,
yeah.
It usually is.
The patient lost a lot of blood, I should use the surgeon's euphemism.
Right, as I'm exiting this cellar...
Yeah, so you're in the cellar stairway door in the hall at the moment.
Yeah, so an idea has come to me. God. I don't know... I have an exit strategy.
Ooh.
Is the cellar the sort of place where I might find a wicker basket and some kind of cloth? Or do I need to go up to a kitchen?
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Okay, I'd like to grab those...
quickly consume the eggs that were in the basket.
Yeah, absolutely. Whichever of the wines look quite expensive, took in a couple of bottles into the thing.
I mean, they all do, but yes.
Put the cloth over it. Exactly, yeah. Something that's, you know, clearly for drinking, not for cooking. Took that, if there is a sort of hall table or something, took it under there.
Yes, it's the sort of table that would have the telephone on it once it had been invented.
My idea being, if you are casually walking out of someone's house with a basket full of things that is clearly just some wine and stuff, that looks a lot less suspicious, is my thinking. Like, oh, person on an errand of some kind. As opposed to... you know, trying to peg it out between a couple of guards. So,
okay.
It's an option, you know. This making is an option.
Thing you can do.
Yeah. Okay, I prepare that. Can I find a servant's stairway or backstairs, essentially, going up?
Hmm.
Or a kitchen with recipe books. I'll take either.
I'm not actually. I'm looking at this illustration of the house we've got. It's not huge. I don't think it would really have room for a separate staircase.
Okay.
But you could certainly get around to the kitchen without going through. Actually, yeah. I mean, you've been in enough houses. You've been a servant enough. You get the impression that the bodyguards are in the kitchen. Basically, the servants are gathered there until they're called for.
Okay, let's not do that. In that case, I'm going to... Is there anybody by the front door?
Sorry?
Is there anybody by the front door?
No.
I'd like to go and check whether the front door is locked. And if so, I would...
It's got a bolt drawn across it on the inside. Actually, no. No, it hasn't. There is a bolt, but it's not drawn.
Good. In case of fleeing.
I mean, nobody can get past the guards and the vicious dogs and stuff, so, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I will sigh, straighten what there is of my shoulders, and try to quietly make my way upstairs.
Okay.
To get a sight on what's going on.
The noise is coming from one room, and it is the noise of middle-aged men drinking wine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's avoid them. Is there any more sign of that sinister light?
No. Looking at that, you don't think it would have come from that room to shine in the way you saw it downstairs. Okay. But otherwise you can't really say.
cast my eye around a bit. Is there any sound of people moving around that I might need to worry about?
Doesn't seem to be anybody except in that specific room.
Okay. Can I see anything that looks like a study or a similar room that might have papers in? Obviously, they might be in it.
You could find a room that looks like. It's not so much an office as what we would these days call a den. I mean, it's here are some of the incredibly expensive things that I've bought during my time as a merchant prince, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a desk. There's some correspondence in it. He's making notes of the memoir of my amazing and humble life.
Okay, I look for anything that looks sinister, occult, evil.
If anything, there's a worrying lack of that.
Don't like this. Gold? Anything that looks gold?
Oh, yeah. I mean, small valuables, absolutely.
Yeah, I would like to acquire small valuables.
Nice little inkstand, that kind of thing.
Never know when I might need one of those, you know. Okay, since I can't really tell what anything is, I'll probably grab some sort of papers that are nearby in case it's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read?
No, that's why I'm grabbing them.
Have any got that funny star on?
Yeah.
You know what that looks like.
There is definitely nothing like that. Oh, actually, no, that's not quite true. There is some stuff noted like that, but yes, of course, you can't read. There is some stuff that is noted like that. It doesn't look like the weird I-hurty writing that you saw in that book, but
might it might tell Barnabas something, you know?
Yeah.
Grab whatever looks portable of that.
Sure.
Okay, shove that
in your codpiece.
In my codpiece, inside pocket.
The rumour of all halflings being fat is spread by halflings to account for the amount of bulge in their coats.
Yeah, I'm actually svelte.
You could have left it behind when you jumped off the wall.
No, that's for padding, that is. How do you think I got that too deducted? Okay. I'm feeling like... Do I sense any kind of presence of evil in any particular direction?
How would you be doing that?
I'm assuming not, but if there was like a palpable aura of evil spreading from a room or something.
Okay, now, yeah, if you had sixth sense, we might have something to say about
that. There's a specific mechanic, yeah.
Come on, Derek Akora.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, basically, if I could feel there was something evil in a particular area, I might go and peer through the keyhole or something.
You do not experience a strange tugging at your soul.
No. I feel like this is the time to make an exit. I've indulged my motivation as heavily as possible. I only realise that in retrospect. I have chancer as my motivation. I have pushed my luck as far as I reasonably could, I think. I still haven't found a set of livery to steal, and I don't think I can blag my way past all of the servants and all of the bodyguards in one room.
You might be able to go up again. To the servants' quarters up at the top.
That's a good point. Is there a servant's attic sort of place?
Judging by your quick glance from outside, yes. There's certainly an attic, and that would be quite usual.
And he almost made it out until he had that one final idea.
Gentle, quiet, in case there's anyone still there. But thieves wouldn't go into a servant's quarters.
So. Nothing worth nicking, is there?
Yeah, exactly. So I can't be a thief.
Is
that in your pockets?
There is somebody snoring, perhaps that a guard for a different shift or something of that sort.
Okay. Look around for any sort of livery. Might be some dirty livery waiting to be taken down, for example.
Look.
That's an 82, which I feel is probably not under anything.
Doesn't feel lucky, does it?
No.
There is some very dirty livery.
Oh.
And it's also about 2 feet too long for you.
Yeah.
Halfling size livery is this.
Yeah. No, I was thinking.
Or child.
I was thinking of something page relatively point. Small, like a page or something. Then I might have, or the boots, you know, might have grabbed on to try and get altered. But okay, forget that. Yeah, let's try and slip out.
Okay, so front door or?
Go back down to the basket, pick up the basket, head towards the front door. Listen for sounds of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Perception?
Yeah, all right.
16.
You can hear some baying in the distance.
Distance is fine. mentally orient myself towards the actual exit.
There is conveniently a track leading directly from here to there.
Good. Slip outside.
Directly to the guards at the exit.
Excellent, yep. And begin strolling out without a care in the world, for I am but a humble messenger of some sort who has every right to be out here.
But, okay, it's fine.
I don't know if you've got a rope.
Ruff, ruff, ow, ruff. There is a dog heading towards you.
I would like to...
throw him a sausage.
I would like to throw him a sausage, yes. Hey boy.
I don't think
this needs to be a... Sorry, go on.
I just rolled Charm Animal because I remembered that was a skill and I've got a critical success.
Hey. Okay. And of course, this is the famous Imperial sausage.
Absolutely!
Wow.
Made from genuine ground up emperors. Originally, yeah.
That's how old it is.
Okay. Yeah. That will certainly distract the dog.
So, get to the chopper.
How are you guys on the outside reacting when you hear this? I mean, this is definitely a dog is chasing somebody and then it's
all
not.
All right, throw the rope up and over the wall.
Athletics.
let's quickly look at each other and size up who's the most athletic. I reckon if there was some sort of metric, I'd be about 37.
I think I'd be about 41.
Well...
give me that rope, young man. Oh, actually, I won't give you the rope, actually. That's yeah, be more precise.
It's your rope.
Yeah. Hang on. Well, if I can find the other dice, at the moment I've rolled 10.
Oh. Is that the... Oh, well, there we go. Roll a one. Throw it over Doily.
Oh, 12.
Okay, so that's still...
three successes.
Three levels of success. Doily, give me a perception roll. You're not at penalty for the darkness.
18.
There's a rope over the wall there. About where you came in.
Think about it. Who could have thrown that rope?
I'm trying to work out if we've got more chance of being caught trying to go up that way.
Oh, I see. It's like that, isn't it?
It's the well-known roping beast. Throws its sticky tongue over walls.
How far away is the rope compared to the exit?
About the same.
But the exit's got guards on it.
I look innocent. It's like I'm climbing up a rope to escape. I look less innocent.
As fast as you can with a dog chasing you.
I'm fed it a sausage. It's my best friend now. I'll go to the rope. I was just investigating this rope, Mr. Guard. To ensure the safety of our place of employment, which is
now
here.
The dog will give you a bug cup anyway.
do you give me a stealth for being reasonably inconspicuous on doing this?
03.
Ooh.
Ninja.
Sounds like successful stealth to me. You're at the bottom of the rope.
Hurrah. Yeah. I grab hold of the rope and say, "Oi, pull up, pull it."
We'll both pull on the rope.
Let's have strength rolls from both of you.
Mm-hmm. I'll try and do the whole like hanging on and walking up the wall thing.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
So I do strength plus.
Do we get 15. Plus anything?
Athletics, if you got it.
Oh, okay. In which case, I roll. In fact, I roll athletics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. I didn't. Well, this rope's complicated.
Okay, but do you ever wait for Doily?
Doily, wait. No, there wasn't a box for wait.
Okay. But, I mean, we assume more or less in proportion. So he's not super heavy, even with the basket of wine and cheese and sausage and the random small gold personal effects.
Definitely heavier than when he went in.
I think you can get up to the top. That's too much trouble.
Get me down. I'll pull the rope up after me.
Get to the bottom of the wall. Jump.
No, Doily.
Yeah.
Is there something you can just wrap the rope round and then just let it down?
There's a spike.
Do that.
Yeah, just wrap it around. Right. Okay. Pull it so he's only got a little bit to do.
Mm-hmm.
He goes off and basically we let him abseil down.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'll wait near the bottom in case he falls.
Yeah. Suddenly thinking, actually, to be fair, as a stevedore, he probably has about my rope skill in reality, because they use rope an awful lot back in those days. So.
Doyle, if you just give me a climb to see roughly how well you do this.
Would you like
catch
me
him.
To...
Catch
should
him.
I, should
would
I you use like... that other fortune?
You come down like a sack of wine and cheese.
Pennies from heaven.
Yeah.
I think one of the bottles jumps out of your basket as you land and rolls towards Verta.
Get that! It's worth money!
Grab it. Yep. Wow! Hey! Oh, sorry.
Get the rope off! Move!
How do we get the rope off?
Undo. You just looped it round. Just pull it off.
Yeah. Take it off the basket. Pull on the rope. It goes up, it goes round, and it suddenly drops down, hopefully on Werther.
Okay, I'll do that.
Right.
We got to leave the rope here, but Carl...
Bugger off.
Come on. We were never here.
Right, let's go. What do you nick? I mean, what did you find out?
I am on an errand for which I have obtained wine and cheese and sausage to deliver to an ailing... former employee, obviously. Employee.
Are they still having their picnics in the park?
Boozing it up.
In the park, it's less of the eating and more of the drinking.
Get out of here. Get back to the hotel.
Go
to
pour a bottle of wine.
No, I was just thinking we walk through the park. Park because it's an obvious thing that we're going and doing. We're taking. No, but we look like servants to Nobbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
you're the guards. I'm carrying some stuff for them.
All right, I'll mark military fashion. Walk military. Carl, walk like me.
Why?
We don't like guards.
We put the rope at the bottom of the basket as well.
It's 30 foot of rope.
Yeah,
it's not going to fit.
I will just wrap it in a coil and I'll have it round my arm. Or you can have it round your arm, Carl. As you seem very protective of this rope.
Okay, I'll have it over my shoulder in a sort of almost like a sash type way. But sure.
Ooh, in this light, Carl. Right, okay, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's see if we can't get out of here, back to the hotel talk soon.
Okay, you can tell us later, but we've still got time to stop it, have we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Yeah. Once I think we are reasonably safe from observation.
Yeah,
following you, wagging its tail.
You get away from the square, and that's the main.
How does it get over the wall? I don't think I'd get a free dog unless
dog
you have to take a rat catcher.
A good sausage.
Yeah. I don't think
maybe if you'd stuffed it in your basket, but then the climbing would have been somewhat harder.
Let's get to our pub. We'll buy Carl some drinks. To make up for the rope that you paid for. How much was that rope, Carl? I'll give you some for it.
8 shillings and 4 pence.
Oh,
thank
your drink.
Neck.
8 shillings. Well, between three of us,
I've got a shilling.
But I can't work it out. But if I give you, a shilling,
I will slightly jostle my coat and make a clinking noise. Let's. We might be in a position to do something about that. Let's get back to our room.
You're a good lad. You're a good lad, Doily. Let's just head back.
Maybe Barnabas and Lady Annetta don't need to know about the ex.
Let's go to our room. We wouldn't want to just. Right anyway. They're doing all the brain work, you know.
Yeah.
I've never got to listen to this.
Exactly.
So right. That thing is in there. I've seen the light, like evil light.
And that's why my heart sings.
I seen it. It was coming from somewhere upstairs.
Sorry.
It's like that.
It's in the house.
It's in the house. That light was coming out of somewhere.
All right. Well, we know it's him then.
So I went upstairs, but didn't see anything like that. They were all boozing it up after. Right. When I got in, hopped through a window. They was all in there.
Were they having a little chat and stuff?
Nah, they were just talking. But they said there's going to be a ritual tomorrow. And they wouldn't say where he's going to send a message. So we've got to keep an eye out for messages.
Send a message? What, like?
I don't know.
Paper?
Could be
something.
Carrier pigeons, for all I know.
Did you recognise any of the people there?
Yeah, it's all them people whose names Roger mentioned earlier. Toygen.
All of them. Toygen.
Toygen Steinhager.
Stonehouse.
Marienberg. Not Marienberg. What's his face?
I'm just thinking, if we can intercept a message somehow.
The bloke in charge.
Magirius.
How would he send messages, would it be like?
Well, the one you saw before was a piece of paper delivered by some means.
So, if we camp outside his place, watch a servant going out, go over and, interfere with the line of his duty?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weirder than I meant it. I just mean to intercept the message. Maybe, Doily, you're... I don't want to say pickpocket, so I'm going to say hobbit. You're a hobbit, so we could distract the servant. You grab the bit of paper, read it, put it back. We'll find out where it is.
I see a flaw in this plan.
You can't read. Right.
Do the first bit.
Well, you could just... grab one of them.
Have you got another piece of paper?
Do I look like a man who carries a piece of paper?
Barney's got paper, hasn't he?
He does actually. He is a man who actually carries. Yeah,
he's a paper man.
He is the kind of man who has paper, isn't he?
Yeah, we could
just swap. I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
No.
It may well be printed with a blast of the trumpet against the evils of witchery or something. But
probably got some paper. We could do the old switcheroo.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, that's what we'll do tomorrow then.
Didn't we pick up anyway some headed paper, some paper with that funny symbol on?
You did.
And hasn't Barnabas got that anyway?
You're right, he has.
Can't he write something like, in the kettle shed, 3 o'clock, on it?
Maybe.
Anyway, it doesn't matter too much. But
yeah, we can talk to them about the fine details of it.
What we need to know is where it is. So, tomorrow... we'll go camp. Anyone who goes out there, they're going to go out the front gate, aren't they? With something. There's got to be a
there
lot
is
of them
there
out.
Is only the one gate.
So that's the way we find out where it is. All right, super. That means tonight we can just have a drink. What else did you get?
So got this pretty decent lot of sausage. Got this wine. Although, I think this might be worth a bob or two, so we might want to...
It'd be wasted on me.
Might not want to do that.
Strawberries to a donkey.
But this cheese is not for
sale. Donkeys like strawberries.
Got these...
Yeah, no, but they don't appreciate them, do they?
Yeah, so if you... Some of that bread, because I've got some fabulous cheese here.
Carl and I are having a one of them debates that...
I know, and I'm trying to give you cheese.
We have got that bread.
Yeah, fetch that out. Cut some hunks off it. Here's some cheese. This is good stuff. Take a whiff of that. Yeah?
Ooh.
Bit of this.
That really is a hold your nose to. Oh, I like that.
Take some of this. Yeah.
Nice and warm,
too. And also, I will.
Is it a bit runny now?
It's not Bretonian cheese. It's imperial cheese.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
A little bit waxy to the touch. And I will, you know, empty out the old pockets onto some convenient surface. They don't often keep those places untidy. I thought I'd do them a favour.
Oh yeah, these are really cluttered. This cheese is amazing. Why is normal cheese not like this?
So that's expensive.
We got cheese in our rations in the army, but
army cheese though.
This comes from an actual cow.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I've heard things about army cheese.
Yeah, it's third hand through several cows.
Yeah. It's no good, is that?
The bovine centipede.
Just some hideous chaos monstrosity.
Oh, do you know, that's a horrible thought, isn't it? Beyond horror.
You know, drow probably do eat that.
Moving on.
Yeah. Anyways.
Chaos cheese. What's the second one?
Try to see if there's anything else. Ritual tomorrow night. Location to be disclosed.
Right? Slanish cheese. That is the cheese you want. Cheese to die for.
Just remembering Asterix in Switzerland where somebody has a packed orgy for the road, and I think that's pretty much the same thing.
Excellent.
Now I'm thinking about Mad Heidi for some reason. Might be because I just watched last Starship Troopers.
So. I think she was still downstairs in the bar. when she's had a few.
Well, we've actually got a plan.
Yeah. Don't know what's wrong.
And some posh cheese. We're not going to open the wine. It's not worth it.
Nah, but I think, you know, Barnabas and Lady Annette are busy. They wouldn't want to be bothered with just some extremely expensive cheese, would they?
To them, it's worth more, I feel.
Yeah. For them, it's just cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To us, it's... I mean, the problem is, now every day I don't have cheese like this, is the worst day of my life.
Right, you've got a goal to work towards, lad.
Right,
a life where you can eat cheese like this.
To get cheese like this once.
Yeah. A life of luxurious cheese.
Come with me.
Soon we will all have food-based goals, which we will never accomplish.
All right. What
else do we do?
But we'll get up before the cock croweth, I guess. We don't know when he's going to be sending these messages out, so we want to get there early-ish.
Do we need to have a rotating, watch set on?
Well, we want to be all together, because one of us alone might not get the servant.
Mm.
Do you think? Or is that a bad idea?
No, it makes degree of sense.
We're going to distract him. Well, you have to be on duty all the time, but Carl and me can rotate round because we can be the distraction. And then you grab the package. The problem, what if the servant doesn't go back? Yeah, well, that's why we need to do it without them knowing about it, isn't it? Yeah. We'll get Barnabas to write something like, behind the bike sheds, 12 p.m, you and me. On one of these bits of headed paper.
I could see that.
Fold it. We don't know what form the message is going to look like. You're going to have to try and quickly make that bit of paper look like the other bit of paper that you're going to steal. It might have a wax seal on it.
We'll see.
Alright, we'll worry about that tomorrow.
Okay, so the night passes uneventfully.
I would have been very disappointed if there wasn't a noise of dice rolling in between this.
Yes, well, these are the things that keep us coming back.
Yeah. And... you won't get that in a narrative game, would you? would you all like the nightmare? Sorry, Gary.
There's some coughs going around here at the moment. Everyone's coughing.
Mm.
At work as well. It's not just the lot.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I've been a bit off.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when Dracula goes to the...
Is this going to be coughing carries you off in?
I've come about
because
coughing.
Because I am going to call a moratorium on that sentence.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
So, it's reasonable to assume you're setting out back to the Adel Ring fairly early?
Mm-hmm.
We better had. We don't know. It's not going to be out before sunrise, is he?
Yeah, and
I'm going to make my consume alcohol roll to see how I feel. Never mind, I'm not going to do that. There's no need to roll.
As you're on your way, you see in the street Megirius. He looks as if he hasn't slept.
This is the merchant guy.
Yeah, the guy who took you out to dinner a couple of days ago,
and the one who was part of the group.
He is part of the.
Doily, but maybe confirm he was definitely there. Yeah,
yeah,
he was there. Okay, he hasn't. Okay, and where's he going?
I have to tell you something.
Are you all right, Guff?
No, let's get off the street.
I'm not sure there's many pubs open, but we can find you one.
There's a coffee house that way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yes. So. Alright, let me explain. So, Togan came to us from Northern, and he said, with our help, his sorcery could influence the economy of the Empire. So we could make Bergenhafen great again. Even greater than Marienburg.
He gave me this red baseball cap.
And we'd all become rich beyond our wildest dreams. That's why we set up the Ordo Septenarius. The lower ranks, of course, they're just a smokescreen, they have no idea. And everything was going according to plan until somebody discovered the temple. And I was... apparently he thought you were to blame, so I was told to reassure you to make you go away and not look into the order so we could carry on the preparations of the ritual to make us all rich. Right. It'll take place tonight. I don't know where yet, but I'll get word to you as soon as I can. Token said a human sacrifice is necessary. I mean, that's just too much. I didn't realise anyone would have to be killed.
Seems like that's not right.
Going to the authorities, I mean, it's useless. He's a councillor. Most of the inner council are. They either are councillors or they're control councillors.
They are the authorities, aren't they?
Mm.
Do you know what they're going to do tonight?
Other than
the sacrifice, what's the
plan? So they'll get somebody,
well,
put them on an altar,
a ritual.
Chop their heart out.
But what's it supposed to do?
Well, I mean, influence the Empire so that Bergenhafen becomes a great trading city again.
Okay.
Do you think that's really what he's up to, though? I mean, if he's messed about with human sacrifice, does that sound like a man who's got the great good of the Empire at heart?
Well, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Aren't the riches enough for him? What more does he want? I'll tell you what he wants. Chaos. He's spreading chaos.
I'm going I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't know of any... I don't think there are many sort of wizardy things that aren't chaotic that involve human sacrifice. I might be wrong. I'm not a wizard.
Well, that's why this good man has finally found his conscience.
He was
sitting more fearing.
You were quite happy suckling off the teats of the for some time.
Okay.
Kick Werther in the shins.
Yeah.
I appreciate him coming to see us now.
Megirius passes you a handout.
This is
the one with Hudson's letter on the bottom row.
Where did you get this from?
He acquired a scroll recently, and this is the letter that came with it.
My dear friend, here is the scroll you require for the ritual you mentioned. in your last letter. Do not forget, the temple for such an undertaking must be sanctified with fresh blood. As ever, I am filled with awe at the heights, or should I say depths, to which your learning now reaches. It seems like only yesterday that we two fart around, begged tutelage of the High Master, and now you stand on the threshold of the abyss itself. If you manage to find the time to record your researches, do write with the details of how the ritual progressed. Perhaps one day I, too, might follow in your illustrious footsteps. Your friend, you know who I am.
Herzen.
Etelka?
That's a pound sign in the middle of a name. That's never right.
That just shows how they've been influenced by chaos.
Look how much money they can afford. Even their money is, even their name has got money in it. Okay, and was that to the merchant, or that was to Toygen?
Yes.
Mm.
So they've had to kill to basically sanctify the temple in the first place.
Well, I think we know the kind of stuff they're up to.
Anyway, I will. Where can I contact you when I hear whether the message back at your inn, or can I leave a message there, or?
Is it saying, do we trust the innkeeper? We should do, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you can leave a message there. And
all right, I'll let you know as soon as I hear.
All right, stay safe. And don't go to, you're not going tonight, are you?
If I don't, I'm not sure I'd give much of my life.
Mm. Have you given him any reason to?
Do any others feel as you do, do you know?
I don't think so. The poor always get, you know, crushed in the workings of the great and good, but this seems a bit too much, even for me.
Right. Mm. You're a brave man. Thank you for coming to us.
Can't have been easy.
We will sort out the problem, don't you?
We will. Thank you very much for the coffee as well.
What the fuck are we gonna do?
Wait.
Don't you get some hit points back for sleeping or something?
Ooh, maybe.
Or maybe you need a full day of rest. Can't remember.
Before you go, Mr. Megarius, what can you tell us about the others? It'd be good to have some idea of their capabilities. You know, are they fighting men?
The
inner council themselves. I mean, we're the the great and good of the town.
Of thinking and letters.
The great, maybe. Do you tend to take your guards along to these meetings?
Well, usually, yes, indeed.
Shit. Do they ply the guards with wine or anything like that? You know, when they stand around waiting for you to finish.
Well, it depends on if it's at someone's house, they go and mix with the servants.
How about, have you been given special robes or anything?
We all have.
Could you give us some?
Let's see.
Because Carl and me are pretty good at voicing, if you like.
Did you show you?
Toygen said we would have new robes for the ritual, so I assume he must have them at the new temple.
All right. Because we're like the Mike Yarwoods of the old world.
And you have no idea where where this new temple is?
No. I mean, it must be in town somewhere, but...
Do you usually go in, like, not dressed up in all your regalia?
Indeed.
Oh, okay. All right. Could you get us in as your guards?
Well... Perhaps so.
That might be our easiest way to infiltrate. Would you have five guards with you?
I certainly could.
No one's going to
No one's going to pass me off as a guard, mate.
Well, yeah, but you could be a servant.
I can follow along, but realistically,
whatever our friend thinks is doable. Otherwise, we could get you in another way. But if he could get most of us in that way,
I tell you what, though, can't get Lady Annette in.
If she dresses up, cloaked They'll... and everything, maybe
wouldn't they know her?
They wouldn't. Not well, sure many.
She's not a noble from round here, though.
It's only Magirius that she's met, isn't it?
Well, they might have seen.
No, because we all went to that meal with them.
Yeah, we did.
Well, that was mostly with Magirius. I mean, there were some other people there, but you don't know how much you went. Several of you went to Toygan's office, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, but who's going to take? Trust me, I've been on guard. People don't just ignore you. They're not going to look at you. If he vouches for us,
but whether these are potentially good guards?
Funny. You weren't on the front. You didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
like.
And
no one looked at you twice.
And there's just a difference. Annoying. And there's a difference between an army guard and a guard in a.
Well, it's true, but these posh knobs are even because they don't want to know people like us exist.
So yeah, but the guards do.
Yeah, but
I see your point. He's saying the guards might go. Doesn't look like a guard to me.
Well, they might do, but they're not going to. I mean, say it obviously, in front of the obviously, merchant, are they? They might suppose. Say it to us in the back room. But they're not going to say, you're not a guard, when they're not supposed to talk, because you get sacked if you say anything.
It's ways of argument.
I admit, Doily and maybe Annette might be harder to get
through.
But at least that's me, you and Barnabas.
Yeah. Just make sure Barnabas doesn't give away you can read.
Well, I mean, do we want the Reverend doing this?
I wouldn't want to do it without him, though.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'd want him nearby, but especially if they bring out the demon.
I was gonna say, do you know what happened to the demon? Because there was a demon.
Yeah, you're asking.
Obviously, I think I know where it is. But...
I've not seen anything
Have you
like
ever
that.
Seen stuff like that. In
no.
Your
oh no.
So you just thought it was all trickery and fun? Yeah,
honest sorcery. It's an academic pursuit. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't see any weird lights, strange sort of purplish colours.
No, nothing like that.
All right, if you could give us some livery for your guards, then we'll.
I'll have it set aside.
Great, thank you. All right, well, that's at least some of us in that way.
Yeah, we'll see what we can.
Would it be normal to have a halfling or a member of the gentler sex in that sort of situation?
I mean, female guards, absolutely. Halflings, not usually, but not completely unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, also, to be fair, if they're going to do the same thing as at Toygan's, which is go somewhere and then make the guard stand somewhere else, it might be the sort of person that gets brought along for some other purpose. And,
yeah.
You know.
All right, well, that seems to be... a way in. It beats jumping over a wall.
Oh, I tell you what. Do you know, like, are there some special requirements for this temple place? You know, is this particular, like, not in the light of the sun, or?
I'm not a sorcerer, but I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't be out of doors.
If they say anything like, be careful not to bring any garlic. Just let us know. All right, okay. You better go. You don't want to be missed.
Thank you. Get some sleep. You look rough.
Yeah.
I can see it's been preying on your mind, you being an honest man of good heart.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. I'm quite impressed that he stood up to these people. He's found his conscience.
Can't be easy. Yeah, can't be easy.
I mean, he's done well out of it. But thank you.
Well, he set us up nicely, didn't he? Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
Did we leave him?
Well, I'll roll things up soon. But the main question I want to ask is: Are you still going to watch Toygen's house to try to spot messengers leaving.
I think we should.
It wouldn't hurt. What else are we going to do today?
Belt and braces.
Mm.
We'll leave either Barnabas or Annetta or both of them behind at the pub so they can run and tell us, wait, it's in half an hour, so we don't miss it.
Sure. Mm.
But yeah, we might as well.
Okay, and all that remains to be said is have 45 experience points.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
We're in the money!
I'll pass those on to the others as well.
Do we? I've got 50 XP. I guess you don't have to do
much in the way of training, but if you've got something that you've already been using that you want to put up, then fair enough.
I suddenly know how to play the flute. No. I'll have a look.
Thank you, Roger. That was very interesting.
Mm. We didn't absolutely bollocks it up.
I know.
I mean, that's partially because Mark and I had almost nothing to do with it.
I had a couple of very good rolls. Oh, actually, yes, I should ask, do I recover overnight?
Yeah, standard recovery.
Okay. It's like your toughness times 3. I said, have a look at it. But it's not ungenerous. We're not playing Call of Cthulhu, thankfully.
Yeah. Six months, regain a hit point.
yeah. And lose 10 sanity for daring to ask.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. That was tremendous fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. See you next week.
Same bad
time. Last of this section.
Steady on.
I will.
Yes.
Have to read my scenario.
But probably won't. See you around.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.
Be seeing you.